Not making a choice is still making a choice. Not making a decision is still making a decision.
That's Trent Shelton, and this is the Depression Detox Show. Welcome back to the Depression Detox Show, where we share ideas and stories to help you live a happier life. I am your host, Malik Josephs. Happy Monday. Thank you so much for joining me today as we have speaker, author, podcast host, mindset specialist, and self-worth mentor, Trent Shelton, back on the show to give us some real tough love, some real tough advice about consistency. So if you are someone who is having trouble or having a tough time sticking with things, then Trent is going to give us some tough love, as I said, and tell us why we're struggling and then how to get over the hump. Here's Trent Shelton. Enjoy.
I want you to understand, you're a choice away. Choice away from a new beginning and a commitment away from a new life. Please put that in your heart. A choice away from a new beginning and a commitment away from a new life. Not making a choice is still making a choice. Not making a decision is still making a decision. And one of the superpowers that you have, or two of the superpowers that you have, is one is faith. And one that I want to spend a little bit of time on before I get off this stage is consistency. Consistency will literally change your life. And the thing that helps me with consistency is understanding this. Life is not about perfection. Life is about progression. And I know I'm about to step on a lot of your toes right now, but how many people in here have a consistency problem? Yeah. Thanks for being real. Well, I'm about to solve this problem for you. Y'all ain't gonna be cheering after I tell y'all this, right? I still struggle with consistency at times. I do. I'm a human being. But I've progressed and I'm proud of myself. But there's times in my life, in my past, that I really struggle with consistency. And so I was trying to figure this out, like, why am I not consistent with my life in certain things that I say I want to do? Like, why am I not consistent at going for my vision? Why am I not consistent at, you know, taking care of my health? Why am I not consistent at all these things? And these words popped up into my heart, and I didn't want to hear them. You ever tell yourself something that you don't want to hear? These words came to my heart and said, Trent, it don't mean that much to you. The reason why you're not consistent is because it doesn't mean that much to you. And some of you are thinking right now, that's a lie. It means a lot to me. Well, let's have a little debate. Can we do that a little bit? How many of you in here, I probably shouldn't say this, but I'm going to say it, are in a situation? A situation can be a big, broad spectrum, all right? Because somebody might see this online, okay? How many of you are in a situation that at some point in your life, whatever it is, it might be something that you're doing, something that you don't like, you know, whatever. How many of you are in a situation and you've been consistent at it that you don't like? Right? How many of you, don't raise your hand, just wink at me, so I don't want you to get fired. How many of you are at a job that you hate, but you show up to it every single day? Like, I know people's gonna raise their hands, like, I'm trying to get fired now. I don't care, Trent. Boom. I've already been motivated. I was putting in my 2 weeks already. I text them at lunch. I'm done. How many of you, and some of you might be scholars and you love school, right? That's just not me. How many of you went to school, right? High school, even college, and you hated it, but you still went every single day? So this is what baffles me in life. How can we be consistent at the things that we hate, but we can't be consistent at the things that we say we love? I'll tell you why. It's because what's going to happen if you don't show up to that job that you hate? You're going to get fired, right? Or you're going to get in a lot of trouble. So you get fired. Let's go down this path. So you get fired. What happens if you get fired? What's the next thing that happens? Right? You have no money, right? You're broke. And then what happens after that? You can't pay your bills. You can't pay your bills. You don't have a house to live in. You don't have a house to live in. And maybe your family suffers. Like, you understand vividly what is going to happen if you don't show up. You know exactly what is going to happen if you don't show up. That's why you're consistent at the things that you hate. The reason why you're not showing up for certain things in your life that you love is that you don't understand what's going to happen if you don't show up, because you never experienced it. That's why I said at the beginning of this speech that there's people depending on you to show up. One of the most powerful things that you can do is visualize vividly. It's to see your future self. You ask Rachel, I'm sure she's seen herself on stages like this. I know she did. At some point in her life. At some point in my life, I saw myself, my videos impacting people. I didn't know it would impact people like it did, but I saw myself. And so when you start to feel it, you start to realize how much it costs when you don't show up in your life every single day. So again, you don't have a consistency problem, you got a commitment problem. I told y'all I wouldn't get no cheers after I told y'all that. You have a understanding how important this is problem. You have a understanding who's dependent on you problem. Do you think you were created just to just go through life? There's nothing special about me. I don't have some superhuman power. I'm an introverted person, so you can't say, Trent, you're a natural born speaker. That's a lie. The thing that I did that was genius that wasn't genius is I owned my greatness. And that's what I need you to do. Own it. And listen, this might not be for everybody. Because, and I hope that you prove me wrong, I really do. But statistically, it might be 20 people in here that actually does something with the information that they're given that actually changes their life. Make sure you're that 20. Prove me wrong, please. I want you to prove me wrong. But listen, do not complain about the things that you aren't willing to change. Don't. No, hold on. Don't get mad when you see somebody else doing it. Right? Don't get mad when you see somebody taking their life to the next level and you become bitter. You get that bitter spirit in your heart and you become a hater. I was a hater at one point in my life. Can you believe it? They gave me the hater. I had a hater card for about 6 months. Because I was bitter. Because other people were doing things that I wasn't putting in the work to do. So when you see somebody that's taking their life to the next level, just understand you got the same 24 hours as them. And maybe your 24 hours look different. But you got to stop sitting here and watching other people live their dreams. Some of us are just cool with just sitting in the crowd and watching other people do it. Some of us are just cool with just being entertained and nothing wrong with that. But I knew at an early age, people ask, how'd you make it to the NFL? I knew at an early age, I didn't want to be the person watching people. I wanted to be the person that people watch me. And I didn't know it would be in this capacity. It's time for you to check yourself into your game of life. Get out the bleachers and check yourself in your game of life and go on this journey of becoming the greatest you.
Big thanks to Trent Shelton for stopping by. And the take-home lesson today is simply to commit. Be committed, and then the consistency will follow. And I had this happen to me a few years ago. I made a decision. I stayed extremely committed, and then consistency kind of just followed. And it's funny because when you do that, oftentimes what happens is the universe has this weird way of helping you stay on that journey and opening up all kinds of doors of opportunities. So if you like to connect with Trent Shelton, you can go to his website, TrentShelton.com. That is his Instagram and also his YouTube channel. His latest book is entitled Straight Up, Honest, Unfiltered, As Real As I Can Put It, Advice for Life's Biggest Challenges. And we've had him on the show a few times. You can go back and check out episode 139 or episode 382, or our most recent episode with him aside from this one is 501. And if you'd like to watch this entire talk, you can go to YouTube and type in Stop Leaving Your Life Up to Choice, Trent Shelton. And I'll have all the ways to connect with him and his work, as well as everything that I just mentioned. Everything will be in the show notes section, which is typically right below the episode where you're listening to this on. So don't forget to follow me on Instagram at Depression Detox Show. Don't forget to follow the show on either Spotify podcast or Apple podcast. And please, if you could also leave a rating and review, that'd be very much appreciated. And that is a wrap for me. As always, I appreciate you. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow. So, until then, stay strong. Later.